The take call from heaven was recorded extemporaneously by a man suffering from a massive coronary thrombosis. He was under oxygen and at home when it all happened. Ray Pinkston left the United States Army after serving more than 20 years. Coming to Tulsa, he went to work for the food department store in downtown Tulsa and had worked only 4 months when he was struck down with his first massive coronary. Since that time, he has suffered 9 massive coronaries and 20 minor ones in the past 27 months. He is living today with only 10% of his heart muscle still alive and working, which is a miracle in itself. Ray was anticipating a visit by his pastor, the pastor's wife, and another couple to observe his father-in-law's birthday. He wanted so much to entertain these friends. However, being flat of his back and under oxygen, he knew it was almost hopeless. Then looking at the recorder next to his bed, he had an idea. Acting on the thought and still not knowing what to do, he called the church office and asked the secretary to dial his number and let the phone ring 4 times and then hang up. Knowing his serious physical condition, the secretary inquired if anything was wrong. "No, I'm fine," came the reply. "Just call me back and let the phone ring 4 times and hang up." That she did. Please keep in mind, this was never rehearsed in any way. Now to set the stage for listening to the tape call from heaven. Picture someone coming in from a hard day's work, hot, tired, sweaty, and beat. He goes in, refreshes himself, eats his supper, and then retires to the living room and his easy chair to read and relax while his wife cleans the kitchen. Now let's listen.
Myself, I'm trying to rest. Every time anything like this comes up, it's always me. I've got to answer the phone. Hello. Long distance. What do you mean, my Christian? I don't know. Who's calling? Heaven? Why, yes, I'm a Christian. Operator? This isn't a collect call, is it? Hello? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Lord. I'm just thrilled to death you called. Yes, sir, Lord. Yes, sir. You haven't heard from me in quite a while. Well, sir, I'll tell you, Lord, I was just last night, now I was going to pray. Just told my wife, who's laying here in bed and listening to television and watching Joey Bishop's show. And I told her, I said, you know, just as soon as this program's over, I'm going to say my prayers and go to sleep. And just as soon as that program was over, I was so sleepy, I just went plumb off to sleep and forgot about it, Lord. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do better. I'm going to start right tonight and say my prayers, whether I need to or not. Yes, sir. Sir? Yes, sir, I go to church. Yes, sir. Every Sunday, I'm a faithful church member. Yes, sir. Did I go last Sunday? Yes, sir, I went last Sunday. Yes, sir. Last Sunday morning? Yes, sir. What did the preacher preach about? Well, sir, he preached about, it was on, let's see now, he referred to Matthew, no, I believe it was in Jude. No, that was a couple of months ago. Let's see, sir? Sunday night. No, sir. Bonanza. Well, sir, you know, Lord, I would have gone, but, the next day, being Monday, you know, and I got to work, and I need my rest. It's just so cotton-picking hard to go to church on Sunday night and then have to get up the next morning and hit the ball and stuff like that. It's just, sir, Sunday before last. Well, you know, Lord, I was going to go, but I'd worked so hard all week, and it was such a pretty day and everything, and I didn't go to church. I went... Oh, you know where I went. Yes, sir. I caught 2 bass and 4 crappie. What time did I get home? About 10:30 that night. Well, yes, sir, I know, Lord, that was a lot later than it would have been if I'd have went to church last Sunday night, but you see, it was different. Well, it wasn't different. Yes, sir, Lord. I'm a good steward. You mean now when you're talking about steward, you mean tithing, giving to the church? Yes, sir, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I give to the church. Every Sunday. Yes, sir. Every Sunday that I go. Am I growing with the church? Yes, sir, Lord, I'm growing with the church. Why, last Sunday I gave $3 more than I did the time before. I sure did. Sir? Well, yeah, that's right. There wasn't change for 5 in the collection plate when it came by me last Sunday. Sir? Well, what do you mean that I ain't a faithful steward? Well, Lord, I gave $58 last year. And after all, Sir? You mean, do I understand what stewardship means? Oh. It means that the first 10% of everything that I own belongs to you. Yes, sir. Well, Lord, I tell you, right now you kind of got me in a bind. it's going to be kind of hard to give any more than that right now. Yes, sir. 10%. Well, I gave $58, you see, last year. How much did I make? A little over $10,000. Well, but Lord, I tell you now, as soon as I get my boat and motor paid for, and get my wife's lower plate fixed, and get that paid for, I'm gonna start doing better, Lord, and I'm gonna start tithing. Well, yes, sir. 10%? Yes, sir. Well, but Lord, if I don't pay on that boat and motor, you know they're gonna come get it. And then I won't have it. Yes, sir. If I don't pay my tithes, where I'm going, gonna be so hot I ain't gonna need no boat and motor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I take an active part in everything that goes on in the church. You bet your life. Every time somebody comes by here and tells me of something going on down at that church it shouldn't be, well, I'm the first one there to jump all over that preacher and tell him what I think. Yes, sir. Sir? Oh, that ain't the way you're done, huh? Well, that's the way most of them do it. Oh, this is a person-to-person call it is to me, huh? Well, yes, sir, Lord. I help out in the church when they ask me. Well, no, not every time. When was the last time? Let's see now. When was the last time? Oh, I remember. I remember. I dropped by to see if I could buy the preacher's bumper jack. and he had to go get it, and I sat in the office and answered his phone until he got it out of his car for me. Yes, sir. That don't count either. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I read my Bible. Yes, sir, I read it. Sir, when's the last time? Well, sir, Brother Bunn, when we go to church, he always reads it, and reads right from the Bible, and, I mean, after all, ain't that the same thing as, he's reading it to me. Oh, he's just a mortal, same as I am. Yes, sir. I'm supposed to read it, too. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, Lord. Well, no, Lord, I tell you, I don't go to Sunday school because, you know, as I told you before, the hours I work, I kind of like to sleep a little later on Sunday, but mine and my kids go. Yes, sir, they go. I see to that. One of the people from the church picks them up.
Yes, sir.
And brings them home. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm a good influence around them. I'm a good Christian influence. Never do we do anything in this home or do we say anything that would be wrong in front of our children. Sir, what I said when I got my thumb caught in the linen closet. Oh, you heard that. Well, sir, just like I tell my kids, now you don't do as I do, you do as I say do. Yes, sir. That ain't the way. I need to go to church more. I need to pray more. I need more faith. In other words, even if I'm tithing my 10%, I ain't giving the church nothing. I'm just paying a debt. Did I ever sit down and figure out at 10% how far behind I would be with you? No, sir. You won't hold that against me if I'll do better. Yes, sir, I know you answer prayer, Lord. Yes, sir, I give you the praise. Yes, sir. Why, just last week when I was 30 minutes late to work and I got by and the boss didn't see me, I said, thank God I made it again. Yes, sir. I always give you the praise. Yes, sir. That ain't the way to do it. That's not keeping your commandments. Well, Lord, isn't the commandments in the Old Testament? Aren't we living in the New Testament? Read my Bible and find out. Well, I kind of figured that maybe while I was talking to you, you'd kind of bring me up to date on it. If I don't change where you're going to bring me ain't up, huh? Yes, sir. No, sir. We don't gossip. No, sir. We don't gossip in this house at all. The things we say about our neighbors are true. Yes, sir. And we only tell our closest friends of our neighbor's faults. Yes, sir. We sure do. And we tell them to not go any further. That's it. That we don't want to run this neighbor down even if they are no good. That what we're telling them is just between us and it don't go any further. Oh, you know about that. Do I love my preacher? Well, I love my preacher. Yes, sir. Then why don't I do what he says? Well, Lord, I do pretty much what he says. Oh, if I'd go more, I'd know more of what he says and do better. I'll do better in the future. Yes, Lord, I never did really realize all of the blessings that you sent my way. Yes, sir, and you know, you're right. This is one of the very few countries that still we can worship you without violating man-made law. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I realize that you must love us to have given your only son to die on a cross for us. Well, Lord, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Right now, right before everybody, I'm going to start doing better. I'm going to rededicate my life right now. I'm going to quit talking about my neighbors. I'm going to start tithing my 10% or paying my debt. I'm going to go to church on Sunday and on Wednesday. And I'm going to take an active part. And I ain't going to take nobody's word for what's going on in that church. I'm going to be there and find out for myself. Yes, sir. And I'm going to pray for others just like they've prayed for me. Yes, sir, Lord. You can depend on me. And, Lord, thank you for calling. Goodbye now. Operator. You sure that wasn't collect? Thank you, ma'am.
What? Who was out on the phone? Never mind. You wouldn't believe it anyway. No, it wasn't the wrong number. Believe me, he had my number. He had a lot of people's number.